You ever practice with a drone flying over your head?
Nah, I haven't. Why? Where did somebody do today?
You didn't notice it up there?
Nah, I was focused on practice.
Yeah, they use drones.
Right over you guys, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it. You'll probably see the films of it or something.
Yeah, that's cool. They need to box. You know, hopefully they give other players one.
They're going to use it to cut players. Eventually, you're going to see a drone come in front. Coach wants to see you with
the drone of death.
You like drop your paycheck in.
I know, right? So they're going to have to buy a lot of new drones.
That's right.
People are going to be breaking them. Get this drone.
Got banned in town.
Yeah.
How's your ankle?
It's good. You know, I'm happy to be out there and getting things going. You know, it wasn't nothing crazy, but, you know, in this business, you got to be smart. You got to take care of yourself. And fortunately, I'm with an organization that understands, you know, keeping guys healthy and letting guys heal. And especially at this time of the year, you don't really want to necessarily try to overcome two things. I mean, and the opportunity was there for me to, you know, try to heal, and they let me do that. And, you know, I'm happy to be able to get back out there with my guys and keep working. So, you know, it's a positive step that I was able to get out there and really try to, you know, put myself in awkward positions to where I can really strain it. And, you know, that's what I really wanted to do, try to do things that are going to strain it to see how it's going to respond. And I did that, so, you know, it gives me a lot of confidence going forward.
Robert, in the past, the Spags' defense has heavily relied on the front four.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that in the limited exposure you've had to it, and how does that make you feel as a defensive lineman?
You know, I'm the type of person, I want the pressure to be on myself and my unit, you know, and he's definitely puts the pressure on D-line, you know, from his history where he was, the guys he drafted back in when he was with St. Louis. And, you know, you look at last year, he was in Baltimore when he loved those guys that were rushing, getting all those sacks, Suggs, and all those guys, he loved their D-line. And then here, so not just here, but he has a long tradition of loving defensive linemen. And so, you know, it's up to us to take the challenge and to try to live up to his expectations and our expectations and expectations of the Giants defensive line. And I think we got a group of guys that are willing to put the work in. And, you know, as long as you got guys willing to work, you know, that's all you can ask for. And the results may vary, but, you know, I feel like we got the guys that are willing to work, so that's a good thing.